Kobe James is a bright new artist you're hearing on Life. His song is called Born Ready. Born Ready. And Kobe James is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, doing awesome. Great to talk to you. And Kobe, first of all, how old are you, dude?
I am 19.
You are probably the youngest artist that I've ever interviewed. I've got to tell you that. That's pretty awesome.
How love did you, it, man. I'm a spring chicken.
How did you get your start in music? It must have been ingrained in you because your performance and your songs just have a little bit of a maturity to it.
Oh, man. I really appreciate that. Well, I started making music when I was around 15. I had written songs throughout most of my life randomly here and there. But 15 was when I really got just totally turned on to the passion of music and like just completely dove in. And a girl actually just broke my heart. So I had written a ton of pop songs, which was fun and fine. And but I ended up actually talking to my dad, and he was like, man, there's nobody doing what you do in Christian music. And I was like, wow, you're right. And so I started writing Christian music from then on and fell in love with it. Just fell in love with what the messages are saying and drawing close to the Lord in that way and giving my gifts to him. I think that's so cool. And so that's kind of how I got started. And then I was actually playing in a bar one night when I opened for my manager, my now manager. He took me to Nashville, and we met some people and started getting around town, made the first EP that's out. And from then on, it's just been God opening doors. And I've toured with Danny Gokey. I've gotten to play lots of shows, and it's just been an absolute blessing. So it's been a whirlwind for sure, but an absolute blessing nonetheless.
One of the lyrics to the song Born Ready says, I know I'm young, but I'm not waiting on anyone to tell me who I am. And that seems to be your attitude in life. You're just kind of moving ahead, and that's kind of the message of the song, isn't it?
It sure is, man. You know, I think it's interesting because I feel like, you know, being the youngest person in any room I walk in, hands down, like generally, I get, sometimes it's met with some stigmas, right? Like, oh, you're too green, you're not ready yet, you know, you need more time. And it's funny because, you know, God says the exact opposite. You know, he's the God of underdogs, and, you know, he's the God that used David, the youngest one of his siblings, to slay a giant, you know? And in my mind, that's the God I serve. And so, yeah, man.
Well, tell us some of the things. I would, you know, in reading up on your life story, and you've been through a couple of things in your life. My goodness, health-wise, specifically, what was going on there?
Yeah, man, been through a little bit. growing up, I was diagnosed with like ADHD as a young kid, but you know what kid isn't? Most
right.
kids have it. And I was bouncing off the walls. I was wild. I had energy. But later in life, around like 10, 11, 12-ish, I got diagnosed with Lyme disease a little bit after my mom did, and that was pretty hard. We were on heavy antibiotics, very heavy treatment for that. Mm. It was just a rough period. I couldn't really have energy for anything. So I didn't do sports. I didn't do any of that kind of stuff. And so I really turned to music in those times and really listened to a lot of music and kind of fell in love with it there too. And it was tough, man, but I never look at my life and ask God, you know, why. I'm normally like, you know, in a way I'm thankful because he's given me things to write about. He's giving me hurt that I can draw from and see his faithfulness in. And, you know, I'm able to now, you know, come to Nashville and I'm able to live here on my own. And it's something that I never thought I'd be able to do. And my mom never thought I'd be able to do for sure. So I count my blessings every single day. And I'm just very blessed.
Wow. Yeah, Lyme disease, that's no joke, right?
No joke, man. It can make you feel pretty tired and just kind of immobile, you know, like you just lay in the bed all day.
Mm. Now, your faith is central to who you are as a person and your music. Why is it so important to you?
Man, faith is so important to me just because when you're in those dark places, those places that you feel like no one else can reach you and you feel alone, you know, God has always been there for me. He's been, you know, keeping me company in the dark, and, you know, he was molding me into something, and I am so grateful for it. I can see that now, and I'm not even done yet, and I hope I'm never done, you know, molding and changing, but it's so evident to me, his hand in my life, and just how he's helped me along and held my hand through all of it, and I'm just so grateful for that, and that's why faith is such a big part of my music and a big part of my what I do and my message, just because what God has done in my life, I want for other people.
Kobe James, song is called Born Ready. Thanks for spending some time with us, Kobe. We really appreciate your music.
Man, I appreciate it so much. Thank you.